Kate, please.
Next application is case number 11407, the application of Arlene Wiesman. The site is south of Route 277, Angle Road, being west of Ridgeway Drive West and 300 feet north of Ridgeway Drive East, and being lot 24, block W, section 5, within Angle by the Bay. The 911 address is 23284 Bridgeway Drive West, Lewis, Delaware. The tax map ID number is District 234, map 17.08, parcel number 6. Requesting a variance from the rear yard and side yard setback requirement. To be more specific, they're requesting a 2.4-foot variance from the 20-foot rear yard setback and requesting a 0.5-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback. Gentlemen, on this application, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and we did receive two mail returns.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Hunt.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Arlene Wiesman, 23284 Bridgeway Drive West, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Hi. I don't have representation, so I'll do the best I can. I bought the house in October. I think it was built in 1976. So I didn't even know I was a half a foot or 0.5. I needed a variance from the side yard. I found that out when I applied for this variance to put a little screened-in porch in the back of the house so that I don't get eaten up by the mosquitoes. I'm just looking to put an 8-foot by 10-foot screened-in porch back there, something small that I can sit in and enjoy the outside. And the depth of it is only 8 feet. Unfortunately, the property line, the property in the back of my house is at an angle. So although on one corner of the house I'm within the 20-foot code, but as the 10 feet progress, I'm short 2.4 feet. So, and I did speak to my neighbors, and they have no problem with my doing it. Mm-hmm. It in no way will, do anything to make the neighborhood look ugly, or I have no back neighbors. It's just a creek back there. Mm-hmm. So I don't even have a neighbor back there. And I'm asking that the board approve my variance.
All right, ma'am. Well, let's see. Are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with you, Mr. Workman.
No questions.
Okay. Go with Mr. Rickards.
Yes. Are you familiar with the variances, the standards for granting a variance?
I think so.
Okay. Could you address those for the board? A copy in front of you?
Okay.
You'll need that to answer the questions.
Okay. No, I have it over here. The modification that I'm asking for is the least possible I can ask for, only because I'm only trying to go out 8 feet, and in order to do that, because of the angle of my property, I'm short by 2.4 feet on one end of the screened-in porch. I'm asking for it so that I can sit outside without being eaten up by the mosquitoes. I'd like a little refuge to sit outside and get some fresh air and not be bitten up. So that's why I needed to be screened in totally. And it's... Again, the uniqueness of my circumstance is that I don't have any room on the sides of the house to put anything. It's a very tiny property. And in the back, I, like I said, I have the creek back there, and I have no neighbor in the back, so it won't interfere with anyone. And and it will not alter the character of the neighborhood at all. I believe it won't. My neighbors have no problem with it. My neighbor to the left of me actually must have a variance too, because she has a very large screened-in porch, which is even closer to the water than I'm asking to go. I just want a little piece of haven, just a little piece. That's all I'm asking for.
So you feel this is the minimum relief to get to what you want to do, what you want to have?
Yes,
that
yes,
minimum
sir.
Relief? Okay. All right, thank you.
Mr. Hudson?
Just one. Is there already a deck there that you're going to put the screen porch on? Or
no, sir.
It's going to
it's
be
all tough. Going to be built with your approval.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Miller?
The... there is an existing deck there. Did you consider screening that in?
I did, but it also needs a variance because the corner piece, the back corner piece, I was told, is too close to the property line to screen it in. So since I had to go for the variance, you know, anyway, I'd much rather have it in the back off my kitchen so that I could just walk out onto it and I don't have to start making, you know, new doors in the house and things like that.
You have a, I assume that on the survey, MVB shed movable, I'm assuming, that it's encroaching into the setback as well. Did anyone say anything to
doesn't
you
need
about
a variance.
It
doesn't need a variance.
It doesn't?
No,
no.
It's undersized. It could be 5 foot.
Right.
Okay.
I did get a permit on that before
okay.
I put it up.
I also noticed the house sits... unusual on the property in that it doesn't face the front property line. Is that in character with the neighborhood, your neighbor's homes? Do they face the same direction?
Some, it's a potpourri. Some houses, you know, the front door is in the front and some it's on the side depending on the layout of your property.
Okay. It appears that had the house been built to the front setback, that it would have easily have accommodated a rear screen porch. And do you agree with that?
I don't know, because I really don't have much room on the side, so I don't think it could have been turned around the house. I think on that, I mean, I don't know. I wasn't...
It appears to me that had the house been turned...
may not fit.
It would, well, it appears that everything would have fit, and I'm not...
I don't know.
You didn't build the house, and I understand that. I'm just trying to help you determine uniqueness here.
Okay.
So for the record, at least in my opinion, it appears that had the house been positioned a little differently, it would have accommodated a deck all the way across the back.
Who could afford a deck all the way across the back anyway, just so you know?
Could have put that on instead of the deck on the side, right?
No. An 8x10 deck, that's what I could afford.
Fair enough.
Okay.
No other questions.
And I have no further questions. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, as I had stated before, the house set on the property is unusual. The lot itself is unusual, narrowing to the front. In my opinion, makes it all very unique. The request, I don't think, is unreasonable for a screen porch and therefore necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Obviously, the applicant didn't create the difficulty in that the house was already on the property, and haven't heard testimony that it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood or be a detriment to public welfare. And I think that the request is a minimum to afford relief. So I make a motion that we approve case number 11,407.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11407. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickards?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11407 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.